Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days.
Majestic and awesome God, we acknowledge that in your hands the world, and indeed the whole universe, is firm and secure. We trust in your unfailing love for your whole creation. We recognise that we are but a small part of your vast scheme, but that nevertheless you care for every one of us. Although we may feel overwhelmed by the enormity of the current crisis, you are more powerful and your care will always protect us. Grant us the humility that we need to have, to recognise that we cannot fight this battle alone. As your children, we all need to stand together and work together for the good of your whole worldwide family. Grant our leaders this same humility too, so that they may work with leaders across the globe to deal with a situation that threatens all of humanity. We thank you for the global collaborations among the scientific and medical communities who are combining resources to rapidly develop new methods to detect and counter the effects of the virus. We pray that the world's political and economic organisations will recognise that these solutions must be available to the whole of humankind, must not be used for commercial or political gain. Although we may feel that we are being engulfed by this crisis, as if by the pounding waves of the ocean, help us always to remember that, as the psalmist relates, you are mightier than the thunder of the great waters, and your promises will support us for endless days. We end our prayers this morning by saying together the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.